KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, we have cloudy skies, 33 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be mostly cloudy here today with a high around 48. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson of the Check of News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. Trial is set to begin this morning with jury selection at 9:30 in the case of a Marnie man facing an aggravated serious misdemeanor charge of animal abuse in connection with the December 24th shooting of a family dog. 56-year-old Charles Collins Cutler also faces a serious misdemeanor charge of reckless use of a firearm in connection with the incident, which involved the shooting of a Colorado woman's dog that strayed onto Collins' property while it was playing. A separate hearing on a firearms charge will be held July the 9th in Cass County District Court. Cutler has pleaded not guilty to both charges, and his request for a change of venue was denied. News time is 7:07.
In today's world, you need to shop around for the best insurance, just like you shop around for the best car deal or the greatest savings on groceries. When you find that insurance, you want to know you're getting the best coverage for your dollar. That's where your independent agent can be your best friend. Your independent agent can select the best coverage for you personally. No matter what you need, life, health, home, or renter's insurance, your independent agent can recommend the best coverage for you. See one of these independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. See Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association in Greenfield.
Nearly 160 Iowans were registered to run in Monday's Boston Marathon, where bomb blasts killed three people and injured dozens more. A small contingent from western Iowa was among those who narrowly escaped being injured by the blasts. According to the Daily Nonpareil, Kim Moore from Trainer was among several people waiting for a medal when she heard the first explosion. Moore, who had finished the Boston Marathon 10 minutes earlier, turned around to see a large plume of smoke and saw the impact as another explosion rocked the finish line of the prestigious race. Council Bluffs native Mike McSorley finished about the same time as Moore. He was seated at a table at a restaurant with friends when he heard the news. Lori Van Tilburg of McClellan told the paper she let her family and friends on Facebook know that she was safe, but that she missed the bombs by just minutes. And Peter Crawford of Red Oak also ran in the Boston Marathon. Crawford, an engineer with Jeffco Engineering, was near the finish line when the bombs went off. He told media representatives that he would have been caught up in the explosions if his time had actually been quicker than it was. Three brothers from Cedar Falls ran in the race. Joey, Daniel, and David Sivchik are members of the Iowa State Running Club, and according to Joey, they left the finish line area about 10 minutes before the explosions.
Multiple of our guys had heard the explosion actually go off and didn't know what it was. We were somewhere between the 26th mile and the 25th mile. We're not exactly sure where.
Sivchik said his group only heard one of the explosions and didn't know what was going on until they started receiving messages on their cell phones.
We didn't assume, you know, bomb or anything like that. We just kind of, oh, what was that? And didn't think anything of it until we got back into cell phone service and everybody's phone started to go off and say, hey, are you guys okay? Are you guys okay? And then that's when we realized what exactly it was. There was also, at that time, all of a sudden, ambulances and fire trucks all flying every which way down to the middle of Boston.
This was Sevchik's sixth marathon, and even with the chaotic nature of the finish lines, Sevchik said he'd never been concerned for his safety.
I've never felt unsafe at all. There was no reason to feel unsafe today, even. It's such a crowded area, especially at the finish line. Thousands upon thousands of people all, you know, cheering down the finishing straight. But there's no reason to feel anxious. It was just a completely packed area, and so it's kind of shocking.
The explosions happened about 3 hours after the winners crossed the finish line. Des Moines attorney Doug Gross got a phone call from his daughter Eileen shortly after the bomb blast, saying that she was okay.
Our daughter Molly was running in the race. I think Molly missed it by about 10 minutes. Eileen, my wife, and then our oldest son, Eric, who was with Eileen, they were looking for Molly, and they went right near that finish line, and just minutes before it went off, they were right by there. They heard it go off. They thought it was something big dropping out of a building is what they described it as. And then they just said it was mass confusion, and thank God they're safe. They're all safe.
Molly Gross was part of a group running to raise money for Best Buddies, an organization that helps people with disabilities.
There was a special place where they met in a law firm, And so they went there, and they were locked down there for about an hour and a half, 2 hours, until they were free to go back to their hotel. And I just talked to them, and now they're back at the hotel, and they're fine. So thank goodness they are.
Des Moines native Jeremy Hellickson, a pitcher for the Tampa Bay Rays, was playing in the Boston Monday afternoon, and he knows the Gross family. Hellickson sent a text message to Mrs. Gross, checking to make sure that the family was safe. News time is 7:12.
The Right Insurance Company makes your life easier. There's more to shopping for insurance than price. Some companies specialize in one type, others in another. That's why your independent agent can select the program for you that best suits your particular needs. That way, you get the best company. Your independent agent can tell you which company gives the best service and rates for your needs. You can rest assured that you're getting the best value by using one of these agents. See Brocker Carnes & Carnes Insurance, your independent insurance agents in Anita, Atlantic, and Council Bluffs. In Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. Your independent insurance agent in Elkhorn is Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated. Or call 764-6000.
In the funeral announcements this morning, Carol Christensen, age 78, of Harlan, died Thursday. Funeral services for Carol Christensen will be this morning at 11 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Deborah Studelberg, age 47, of Exira, died Thursday. Funeral services for Deborah Studelberg will be today at 1 o'clock at the East Side Christian Church in Council Bluffs. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has the arrangements. Deanna Edwards, age 63, of Perry, died Thursday. Memorial services for Deanna Edwards will be today at 1:30 at the Karras Family Funeral Home in Perry. Wanda Jewell, age 76, of Harlan, died Thursday. Memorial services for Wanda Jewell will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Harold Kidd McLaughlin, age 88, of Audubon, died Saturday. Funeral services for Harold McLaughlin will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Hugh Rusty Bailey, age 60, of Council Bluffs and formerly of Atlantic, died Thursday. Funeral services for Rusty Bailey will be this Thursday at 11 o'clock at the Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Jean Sulgrove Lowry, age 90, formerly of Bridgewater, died Sunday at the home of her son. And funeral services for Jean Lowry will be held on Thursday at 11 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Bridgewater. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has the arrangements. Dean Stiles, age 76, of Dexter, died Sunday. A memorial service for Dean Stiles will be on Friday at 11 o'clock at the Dexter United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Dexter has arrangements. Louis Andreessen, age 80, of Manning, died Saturday. Funeral services for Louis Andreessen will be Thursday at 2 o'clock at the Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Lowell Haar, age 75, of Omaha and formerly of Manila, died Sunday. A private family graveside service for Lowell Haar will be held at the Nishnabotna Cemetery in Manila. Odie Funeral Home in Manila has arrangements. Also, Bonnie Moore, age 80, of Council Bluffs and formerly of Atlantic, died Monday. Services for Bonnie Moore are pending at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Barbara Harris, age 83, of Wyota, died Monday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Services for Barbara Harris are currently pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. In Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.